This is the Shawnakey for Wednesday, March 29th, How I Got My Voice Back, Part 2. For the Shawnakey, I'm Patrick McLean.
I was in search of a voodoo priest, or priestess. But when I finally got to New Orleans, things took an interesting turn.
"Gone,"
said the hard-bitten FEMA doctor through the remnants of what looked to be a flood-damaged cigar.
"Sorry, son, we shipped everybody off, and I can't say as that witchy doctor you're looking for has come back yet. What'd you say her name was again?"
"Say, boy, what ails you?"
"Lost your vocal cords? I've never heard of such a thing. Open up and say ah."
Well, don't look at me like that. Just open up."
"I'll be. You've lost your vocal cords."
"Glad to hear your sarcasm gland is still intact. Anyway, says here that Sadie is living on the outskirts of St. Louis."
"Oh, well, it's not all bad news for you. I do have this.
It'll let you talk, see? You hold it up to your throat like so and..."
"You gotta be shitting me."
"No, not a bit. St. Louis is that way. Good luck."
From New Orleans, it's straight north to St. Louis. 12 hours of driving right through the heart of the South. And whatever road you take, you follow the course of the Mississippi River. It's a flat, dull drive. Listening to the wind, singing along with the radio. When I stopped for gas in Memphis, I took my lucky nickel off the dashboard and put it in my pocket. I figured I needed all the luck I could get. Seemed like I just couldn't catch a break. First that Kringle bastard, and now this. Covering distance made me feel better. And beside me, always beside me, Old Man River, breathing with the tides, flowing gently to the sea. 41% of the United States, 1.2 million square miles, drains into the Mississippi River Basin. In the world, only two rivers are bigger, the Amazon and the Congo. They lead to dark, unknown places, and once, so did the Mississippi. St. Louis sits at the confluence of the Ohio, Missouri, and Upper Mississippi rivers. And as I drove through the night, thinking about water flowing over and under the earth, it began to make sense to me that a voodoo priestess would relocate to St. Louis. All of that natural energy in one place? I guess if you couldn't be at the Delta, St. Louis would be the next best thing. I thought on this for miles. I also wondered, what would be the first thing out of my mouth if I got my voice back? When you're a writer, these things take on additional importance. People look to you to be quotable, and it's very hard to be quotable on the spot. I didn't want to screw it up like Pancho Villa, who, on his deathbed, said, "Don't tell them it ended like this. Tell them I said something." I found Sadie LaFaveau in the back of a nail shop in a strip mall in a fashionable suburb of St. Louis. She dwarfed the Vietnamese woman who was working on one of her paws.
"Go on, child. I need to have words with this man. You, Mr. Shawnakey, I knew you'd be coming.
Ow.
The father of the waters told me. The river, child, the river. Now what can the princess do for you?"
"I've lost my mind."
"No, child. You didn't lose your voice. I stole it." "Don't spicy, child. Now why you want them back now? You ain't been using them anyway."
"I don't."
"I took them because you stopped doing Shawnakey. Him the bad claws and that, sure. But don't you worry, him give you any more trouble, I send Boudreaux and Thibodeau to visit him. So you stop being so lazy now and I'll give you your vocal cords back." "Well, okay then." "What you got to say for yourself now?"
"You got a glass of water?"
"Ah.
I poncho-vied it. Can't believe I poncho-vied it. I came all this way Just the poncho of Vienna. So disappointed. Thanks. Thanks for nothing. Next time I'm going to become a mime.
You know, there's a special place in hell for comment spammers. And although I can't put them there just yet, we'll be fixing the problem with the site. So for those of you who have been coming by and have noticed that I seem to be selling a lot of Viagra, all I can say is bear with me. We should have it fixed in a few more days. Getting some serious web help because, well, I am not a web guy. And my burdens are such that I can't even keep up with my semi-rigorous standard of professionalism. Wait, the rigorous standard of semi-professionalism? Oh, as an aside, anybody who can figure out what songs I'm singing through the noise this week, email me and see if I can come up with some kind of special prize. They are actually distinct songs that, I couldn't afford the rights to. And that's it for March. I'll see if I can't get back on one a week in April. It's ambitious, but, life is short, and so am I.